Teaching ELL students is a privilege and a joy. Is it easy? No way. But with the right support, you can feel empowered to tackle each day with ease and confidence. I'm your host, Beth Boucher, founder of Inspiring Young Learners. With over 10 years of teaching both nationally and internationally, I know what it takes to ensure that your ELL students have what they need to thrive today, tomorrow, and for life. I'm on a mission to empower you to equip your English language learners. Welcome to Equipping ELLs. Let's get to today's episode. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Equipping ELLs podcast. Now, as we are in the final days to summer break, this is a great time when you might want to set off with some grand plans to get a lot done, or you might be shutting down your computer and not wanting to see one email from school until the day you start back. I know for myself, I would set off thinking, I'm going to read these three PD books, reorganize my classroom library, set up my literacy centers, and the list would go on and on. And guess how many things I would actually get done? Zero. It was a waste of time, and year after year, I would start the year unprepared and frantic. Can anyone relate? Now, in today's episode, we really want to prevent that from happening to you. The best thing that you can do is to set one goal for the summer when it comes to school and only work at completing that goal. And it could be a very simple goal. Today, I'm going to share five different goals that you can focus on this summer and an easy solution to working towards that goal. So very simple things that can really make a big difference in this upcoming year. So we really want you to take some time this summer to rest, relax, rejuvenate, do all those things that fill you up. But I also want to share these five different goals with you because maybe you can take one, and by doing that one goal and achieving that goal, this next school year is going to be a lot better for you. So let's begin with goal number one. If you are looking to strengthen your knowledge and best practices for teaching ELLs, if that's the goal that you want to focus on this summer, really going deeper in your understanding of ELLs, maybe you are brand new to teaching ELLs this year, maybe you have had no experience in teaching ELLs and you're starting to have more in your classroom and you're really stressing about what to do with these students and how to best support them. So if that's your goal, then what you can do is you can binge this podcast. It's free. We have over 100, I don't even know what episode we're on now, 130 or something like that, different episodes that you can tune into and learn so many different practical and foundational ways to set up a classroom to support your English language learners. That's really our heart and passion, is to help you build confidence of what to do in different situations in the different groups of students that you're working with. Now, I know 130 episodes, I don't think I have all that time this summer to do that, or I want to do some other things. I totally get that. So we actually do have some different playlists that you can hone in more of what you're interested in. If you're trying to find ways to, you know, save time on lesson planning, then we have a bunch of episodes about that. We put them all together in a playlist. If you are focusing on supporting newcomers, we have a bunch of episodes on that. So you can just binge maybe 10 episodes and really come away feeling much more confident and prepared to know what to do for this upcoming year. I want to encourage you, while you're sitting by the pool this summer or you're taking your dogs on long walks, throw your earbuds in and take me along with you. By doing that, you will strengthen your knowledge and your best practices for teaching ELLs. And that could be, you know, one episode a day or a few a week. But we are going to link in the show notes the different playlists that we've already put together for you so that you can choose one topic and just go deeper on that topic. Because I know thinking about going back and listening from episode 1 to 130 is a lot of time. So we don't want you to feel overwhelmed. This is a very doable, free thing that you can do that can really help you get set up for next year. The second thing that you can do, if you are looking to go more in depth on theory from the experts, is to make it a goal to read one professional development book this summer. That's what I usually would try to do. At least maybe I wouldn't read the whole book from cover to cover, but I would at least get into one book, maybe listen to an audiobook about it, maybe highlight and take some notes. And really, as I had this time and this break from being in the midst of the chaos and in the tiredness of being in the school year, I found that the summer was a really great time to reflect and to think and, you know, read some of these amazing books out there that could really help me apply it to my group of students, to my teaching situation. And the summer was a great time for me to have that space and that think time that I needed to really apply what I was learning. So challenge yourself to get through one PD book on a topic that you're really interested in. Here are a few of my favorite PD books that are out there right now. The first one is Really Anything by Andrea Honingsfield. She is incredible. And, you know, you will love if you're looking at co-teaching, or she just has a variety of really amazing books. I've always been coming away with each book that I've read from her has been, I've been so empowered and just have so much more knowledge after reading her book. So anything by her is a definite must read. Another great book for if you're newer to teaching ELLs is called The ELL Teacher's Toolbox by Larry Ferlazzo. That's kind of like your Bible of go-to strategies for supporting ELL. So that's a great one that, again, you're not, maybe you won't read it cover to cover, but you can start to look through it, start to bookmark it, you know, put some post-its in, and now you're going to have some ideas as you get back in the school year of things that you can try with your students. Another great book that's really easy to digest, but has a lot of content in it is EL Excellence Every Day by Tanya Singer. She does a great job of really breaking down some complex topics when it comes to ELLs and really what does this look like to support them in the classroom. So again, that's going to be one that you're going to want to read through, mark up, and you're going to be ready to go into next school year after you read that book. One of my favorite books that I recently listened to was The Writing Revolution by Judith Hochman and Natalie Wexler. And this was a fantastic book on just really getting back to the basics of writing and really looking at writing in such a different lens. And so if this is something that you're seeing over and over that your students are struggling with writing and you want to try some new ways, this is a fantastic book to listen to and to start thinking about how you can apply some of their strategies into your classroom this year. They're very simple things that you can do that's really building routines around writing that will help all levels of your ELLs. So definitely check that one out if writing is a goal of yours for this upcoming school year. And then I know there's a lot of talk, a lot of buzz around the science of reading. And there's also a lot of books out there around the science of reading. And there's a lot of good ones. I've read a few myself. But one of the ones that I've really enjoyed and I think is a great starting place because she does such a great job of really just clarifying all that comes into science of reading that sometimes if you're not trained and you don't have that literacy background, it can feel really confusing sometimes when you start to read a book about science of reading and trying to figure out what's the difference between phonemic awareness and phonics and all of these other things that sound really similar, but they actually mean something really different. And then changing what you already have known, there's a lot of confusion that can happen. But The Science of Reading in Action by Malia Hallowell is really a great book that helps you to get that foundation of, okay, what is the science of reading? What is this all about? Why, you know, is everybody going crazy about this? What does this look like to apply this to my students, you know, when I'm supporting them in reading? So I've really enjoyed just her straightforwardness is a really, you know, quick and simple read on a topic that is very in-depth and there's a lot of conversations around. So I think it's one of those ones that you can do the audiobook or, you know, read it throughout the summer and just really start to build that foundation of teaching reading. And I know that this is an area that, you know, if you're a middle school, high school teacher and you're having newcomers join you or ELLs join you that are not literate, you're finding yourself all of a sudden having to be a reading teacher. And maybe you don't have that background and understanding of what to do. This book will help you really gain those foundations of what you need to know, where you need to begin, the purpose of each step of the science of reading, of really understanding the two strands that are wound together. And she actually was on our podcast last year, so you can check out that episode if you want just a quick, you know, intro into her book. But I definitely recommend reading her book if you're wanting to at least dip your toe in the water of what it's all about when it comes to science of reading. So those are just a few. Again, there are so many books out there. So find a good one, find some friends, maybe read it together. If you're in the Equipping ELLs community group, post with us, share what book you're reading this summer, and you might have a few other ones that want to jump on board and read that book with you, or maybe they haven't heard of that book and they want to check it out themselves. All right, let's move on to the next goal. If you are looking to get organized this year, how many of you, that is an area that you want to really increase and strengthen, because you see that if you are organized, it directly impacts the time you spend lesson planning, how you show up as a teacher. It's really kind of a critical part of teaching, but we don't give ourselves a lot of time during the school year to spend getting organized. So this is a great time during the summer to, you know, set aside one small project and get organized. Now, you can do that by just looking and seeing, you know, what was an area that I really struggled with this last year that I could use some help in getting organized. Maybe it's getting, you know, the newcomer bundle set up, or maybe it's getting a welcome folder set up, or maybe it's just thinking through a better system of your students' journals and how you do that with them. So you could just reflect on your own school year and then focus on one small area that you want to organize for this upcoming school year. But if you really are serious about getting organized, then I encourage you to come join us inside Equipping ELLs, because this summer, during the month of July, we are going to be spending some time doing some different workshops to help you get all your materials and plans set up. We want to help you walk through what you need to get set up, how this is going to help you, and imagine how different your year will be next year if you already have your newcomer activities set up, printed in binders, or you at least know what you need to get set up when you get back into the school, or you have closed reading activities for the months already printed or organized in your drive, and you're ready to just click print and you're ready to teach for the month of August with closed reading and writing activities that are differentiated. We are here. We're going to spend a lot of time during the month of July just helping you get those assessments set up, helping you create a plan of how are you going to track your data? What does that look like? And really walk you through a few different ways, because every teacher is different of what organization looks like to them, of whether it's a paper and pencil or it's digital. So we want to really help you spend that time purposefully during the summer in small bite-sized opportunities so that you can get set up for this next school year. Think of how different your year would be if you already had go-to materials ready for the year. If you're already a member inside Equipping ELLs, you can look forward to that during the month of July. If you're not, we invite you to come join us, because we will make sure that you are prepared and organized for this upcoming school year. All right, goal number four, if you are looking for short, bite-sized trainings answering your most commonly asked questions. So if you're just thinking, I would absolutely love somebody to tell me, what do I do with a newcomer on the first day? Well, if that is you and you just really want to have answers to those questions that you found yourself asking throughout the school year, then your solution is to check out our brand new PD platform, which is called Pathways to Proficiency. And what's really great is for you, this has now been wrapped up inside our Equipping ELLs. So you can pay one price and get both Equipping ELLs and Pathways to Proficiency all at one price. So really think about this. How different would your school year be if you know you have the resources, you're getting those set up, and then you also have really short trainings that you can go to with all your biggest questions, and they're going to be answered for you in a way that's going to be super applicable for you. So that's what you can find in Pathways to Proficiency. Now, our last goal is if you are looking for finding more balance next year. I hear this a lot with our members. I hear this a lot with different teachers. I talk about this word, you know, balance, of not wanting to be lesson planning every night and not wanting to be lesson planning on the weekends and just having more time in your weeks. Think about the things that you like to do during the summer and, you know, going for walks or having time to read a fun book, how can you incorporate those types of things during the school year and finding more balance? So if that is you, then what I want to encourage you to do this summer to reach this goal is to take time to find your favorite recipes to prep for a week of lunches, or find a relaxing hobby that you can keep up during the school year, or start to get in the habit of getting active for 20 minutes a day so that you can keep it up once school starts. This is a great opportunity to build these habits now so that when the school year starts, even when the stresses come, even when the long days come, you will already have established these habits that you can continue with. So maybe it is, you know, meal planning for the week. So you know you're going to have healthy lunches each day and having a go-to list of recipes that you're going to use. Or like I said, it's maybe just getting in that habit of walking every day for 20 minutes or, you know, doing a elliptical or something like that. Establish those healthy habits now, because then they will continue during the school year. And really make that promise to yourself, you know, that you are going to stick with this, that this is a non-negotiable, that this is something that is you will help you find that balance during the school year. I see this so often that we go from, you know, having a lot of rest and doing all these great things in our summer to then going to the extreme and really letting go of everything that refreshes us and, you know, rejuvenates us and really just going all in during the school year. But I think we can have balance. I think we can create those healthy habits. So, you know, if you haven't read the book yet, Atomic Habits, that is a fantastic book that really just highlights the importance of setting those habits and moving forward in those ways that we want to become, so that this upcoming school year, you can say, you know what, I do have more balance. I am finding the time to fit in the things that really refresh me so that I can show up and be a better teacher at school. So those are the 5 goals that I have for you and the solutions to make that goal a reality. So as you can see, they're not that difficult, but I hope that you can also see that this can be a really powerful way to set up next year in a much better way. So summer can really be fun, but it can really be purposeful in resetting for the school year. Make sure that you take a look in the show notes, because we have set each goal with their solutions and the links to find out how you can really reach that goal. Along with that, we are here to help you relax and recharge this summer, but also prepare so you can come back this upcoming year ready to make it the best year yet. We don't want you to be unprepared and frantic, but we want you to be confident and prepared to be the best teacher that your ELLs need you to be. Now, in case you forgot, for the month of June, I am going to be highlighting different inspirational stories of language learners. If you have a story that you would love to share, please fill out our form. It's also linked in the show notes. And if you are chosen, then we will reach out to you and get that interview set up right away. If you have a grandma or a friend or a former student that you would love to have their story shared on this podcast, please feel free to forward the link to them. We would love to highlight inspirational stories of our language learners here during the month of June. All right. Thanks so much for listening to another episode. And as I've mentioned before, if you are passionate about our mission, which is to empower educators to equip their English language learners, we would absolutely love if you either leave a review on wherever you're listening to this podcast or share this on social media and help other teachers find our podcast. Thank you for joining me in today's episode. All links and resources mentioned can be found in the show notes. If you're looking for even more support and done-for-you resources created specifically for the needs of ELLs, head to inspiringyounglearners.com. I'll catch you here next week. Until then, take that next step to keep equipping your ELLs.